a time of incredible literary ferment when you could, Margaret Atwood would be in town to doing a signing, and she'd phone and say, could she drop out to see the class and talk to your class? And you'd say, sure, come on up, and we'd go to the class and then go out for a couple of drinks later. I mean, that was the way it worked. One afternoon, Alice Munro had come, but Alice Munro wouldn't be interviewed. She didn't do interviews, and so she didn't do any interviews. But I went with her and Al Purdy to the faculty club. Mm-hmm. We sat there all afternoon, Purdy buying drinks for everybody, and Alice Munro, we poured her onto the train at about 8 o'clock in the evening, and she'd been sitting since noon in the faculty club. So it was a time when it was probably more alcohol than was really necessary, but it was a really lively period, and it was a period in which things like Robert Enright was beginning, Arts Manitoba became border crossings, and there were Turnstone Press came into being, and Manitoba Writers News, which has become Prairie Fire, and so there was a huge sort of ferment, and the Canada Council programs kept writers bouncing back and forth across the countryside, and they were paid for interviews. There were people who made their livings doing reviews in different places, and Purdy was a real draw. He